This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I will submit into evidence here, Donnie, Garrett Cole, 2024 New York Yankees season. You will recall that Garrett Cole was held out, missed the first 2.5 months of the season with an injury. I think it was arm fatigue or whatever. It was something arm related. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be Tommy John. It wasn't. He ended up coming back, did Garrett Cole. He pitched roughly a half season's worth of starts. He made 17 starts for them. He was not vintage Garrett Cole. He was not a bad pitcher either. And now we know what happened with Garrett Cole. Much bigger guy than Jared Jones, who had been pitching much longer, but Garrett Cole needed Tommy John surgery already. He's not going to pitch this year. He's going to be back next year. It's going to be a long, lengthy, painful rehab like it always is from Tommy John. Anybody that's had it, Jameson Taillon, I remember, had it twice. And he talked about, when he was still with the Pirates, he was on with us before, Don. I don't think you were producing the show back then, but he would talk at length about how grueling that recovery and rehab is. And like for guys who actually have the surgery, even if they know it's going to help them, that's the worst part by far. Like even compared to other rehab and recovery timelines. So 6 weeks without throwing means a couple obvious things. And I bring up Garrett Cole not to scaremonger, but to like, I guess, just state what I think is obvious here. Just because he's not going to have surgery right now does not mean that this would really file under encouraging news. Is that how you feel? Because if you're not throwing for 6 weeks, it tells me something's not great in there, right? I know the whole point is you don't always need surgery because the body can heal itself sometimes in certain cases. Like if it would require surgery down the road, if you kept on it, then that's why you rest it. But I don't look at this as necessarily a good thing because I see 6 weeks no throwing. Okay, count where we are. Basically, end of March. He will not pick up a baseball and throw one until around Easter. And that's if this is on like the right timeline. Easter, what, third week of April this year? It'll be tax time, we'll say. It'll be tax return day before Jared Jones picks up a ball. Okay. And this is just me playing out the best possible scenario. He won't pick up a ball till mid-April. They will be very cautious, as you would expect them to be, with him ramping back up on flat ground throwing. Eventually, he'll progress to throwing off of a mound. He'll probably just start with playing catch, I would imagine. He won't even be like throwing a ball like a pitcher would throw it. Flat ground throwing, mound throwing, seems. Presumably, Donnie, if that all goes well, He'll make rehab starts, at least a couple of them. They're not just going to throw him right into major league action. How long does that entire process take? Just from mid-April, when he would presumably start to throw baseball, when is Jared Jones getting done with all of that? I would think probably not till at least mid-May at the earliest, if not later. To me, he's out for 3 months when I see this. 2.5 at bare minimum.
Yeah, I mean, the good news here is that he avoided Tommy John. You brought that up, and that was the silver lining that everybody took from the post.
I'll be honest, I feel like I should say he avoided it for now, though. That's why I brought up the Cole comparison. It makes me very uneasy.
I know, but at least as of what we know right now, he avoided an injury that is guaranteed to miss not only a whole season, but at the time that it happened, it would be a season and a half. Like, if that was the determination from the second opinion that he got, he would have been back in, what, July of 2026?
Pretty much.
Maybe even later than that, who knows. But yeah, he's going to miss a few months here at minimum because, like you laid out there, I mean, I don't think he's picking up a ball before May. You kind of went with the late April.
Yeah, I gave you the straightaway, like, I guess aggressive, or according to Noah's reporting. Crucially, have you seen the Pirates actually say anything? It's Noah who had this out there.
I haven't seen the actual team.
The team has not said anything. I trust Noah. I think he does a good job on that beat. No, certainly nobody has refuted what Noah is saying.
And I believe there is also a meeting of sorts happening tonight that will make it more official.
But yeah, I think Noah's correct, because I think they would probably jump at the chance, like, to say no, he's got this wrong. So I'm giving you just the straight up 6 weeks timeline. You're giving me more probably what it might, like, realistically would be.
I mean, we also know how baseball injuries get slow played. We've had this discussion with Spencer Horwitz too, and his injury is just it's the wrist thing. I question if we see the guy take a real swing for the Pirates before Memorial Day. I know that I'm probably going way long on that, but we just know how baseball operates and how they will slow play injuries, especially, I think that's even taken more seriously here because they view Jared Jones in a very high regard. He's not Paul Skeens. Nobody's really on that level, but they're looking at this guy as, you know, this dude has to be part of our nucleus going forward. So if it takes a little bit longer for him to get back now, and that means a better future for him, then that's what we're going
to
do.
Look, I genuinely do not mean this to sound so doom and gloom and so negative and so concerned. This is just my honest feeling, and I hate saying it because, I'll be honest, in a weird way, it's more fun to watch Jones when he's really dealing than even Paul Skeens, because he's not like this big, intimidating. It's kind of like the difference between seeing like prime LeBron in the NBA go off versus Curry, right? One guy physically is a force of nature. The other guy, the fact that he's doing it is almost like defying belief. So seeing a guy like Jones, who I think is probably, you know, other than being in way better shape and way more athletic, is roughly my size, like not all too dissimilar in terms of height and weight than I am. Seeing him when he is really going off is an incredible sight to behold. So I don't want to be saying this, but we just know how arms can be taxed and can get chewed up and spit out by like the process in baseball of throwing it as hard as you can, as often as you can, and then throwing as many sharp breaking pitches, of which he has many, frequently. We know what it does. Like, there are plenty of data points to tell us what you almost have to factor and build in with certain pitchers, right? With most pitchers. And so, knowing what throwing a baseball, the way major league pitchers try to throw a baseball, can do to the human arm, it has me feeling like, unless this injury is something in his shoulder, which doesn't really make me feel any better, unless it's some sort of obvious, provable thing that has almost nothing to do with those ligaments in his elbow, the ulnar collateral ligament, I'm nervous that this is merely staving off for maybe 6 to 8 months something that in a sense will be inevitable for him. And I don't know if other people feel that way. I don't know if I'm being way too pessimistic, but the first thing I thought of was how Gerrit Cole, a bigger body, a guy who had been there and done that a lot more than Jones has, obviously, he gets hurt. Yankee fans find out he's not going to need Tommy John at first. Oh, okay, cool, he'll be back. but it felt like that clock was already ticking and never stopped, really. You slowed it down, maybe, but you never stopped it. If it were a disaster movie, you'd be trying to evacuate everyone off of Earth. You wouldn't be trying to actually stop the disaster because eventually it's going to get there. I might be proven wrong. I hope I am proven wrong. But that was my gut takeaway, Don, when this NOAA report came out.
Yeah, I don't want to go super pessimistic right off the bat, but I get where you're coming from because we do see sometimes these compound a little bit with serious injuries. But I think everybody yesterday seeing that news kind of took a sigh of relief. And we had Greg Brown on the air yesterday at this time, 24 hours ago, and his tone immediately changed when Jared Jones got brought up, and then Pony puts the tweet out, Jared Jones' dad's getting in the mix.
Cody Duncan inserting himself into the proceedings.
Yes, people were not able to read that Greg Brown clearly said it and not Pony. But they will take any chance to dunk on Pony, so I see that.
Didn't go well for Cody.
We do find out, okay, 6 weeks until the guy can throw, he avoids the major injury that I think everybody thought was looming.
Yeah. By the way, I'm an idiot who can't count. I said mid-April for throwing. You're right to
say. I know,
say,
I was a little bit thrown off.
Donnie, I can't do
you.
Math.
That's
I don't
why
know
I was
why.
Thinking. He's not picking up a ball until May.
I think in my brain, I actually thought it was somehow early March. I apologize. As people pointed out on the YouTube comments, I cannot count. Yes, mid-May. He might not pick up a ball till June, is maybe more what you could say. So, yes, Chris can't count. You can file that one. The thing that got me was when NOAA put out the tweet, his sourced up tweet saying it's 6 weeks, no throwing, you got a bunch of people saying that'll teach Greg Brown to talk out of class like that. He got it so wrong. I'm glad it's only 6 weeks. Do these people have any idea about how these injuries work and how teams handle these guys? I'm baffled. You follow baseball for a living if you are following the Pirates beat writer and responding to his tweets, and you just say, oh, hunky-dory, 6 weeks, we're all good to go, back and better than ever? Like, man, that is a naive way to approach this if I've ever heard one. I saw that a lot in the responses to Noah's tweet, and I did not understand it. So it's not the worst-case scenario for the Pirates with Jared Jones, but, man, it does not feel like an injury announcement worth celebrating at all, which I actually feel like people kind of were.
I think people definitely were. And that's why
I don't think that at all.
That's where I'll defend Brownie here a little bit
He's
more.
He's right.
Yeah, like, okay, we could tell by the tone that he was using, he probably expected the worst case scenario of Tommy John. But let's also not act like at the same time this is just some great news. Like, oh, the Pirates just dodged a major bullet. No, dodging a major bullet would be like, yeah, we actually found nothing really wrong. It'll be 2 weeks before he can throw, and he'll be back up and at him in about a month.
I'd rather hear like lat tightness or anything. Oh, he's got an oblique. I don't care. Just, it's obvious that it's his arm. And so that's all that should matter, and it ain't good.